I'm out in my backyard recording, so you can probably hear a leaf blower way off in the background somewhere. This is going to be episode 152 of the Lost Trail Runner podcast, and it is approximately 6 weeks late. As you can see, I slacked off considerably on my podcasting. And in the past couple of weeks, I've actually slacked off a little bit on my running. And I'm getting back into it now. I think the weather has a lot to do with it. We're starting to get sun again. And the more sun we get, the better I feel like running. So this is episode 152. I hope you enjoy it. This is Ron. It's Sunday, the 25th of February, and I just finished a run over at Parkview, one of my 45-minute MAF runs, and it's the same course that I ran last Sunday. And last Sunday, I ran 45:02, and I ran 2.9 miles, and I averaged a 15:33 pace. Today, I ran the same course. Let me get it up here. The same course. I did a 45:01, and I averaged 14:49 with a lower heart rate, and I ran 3.04 miles, so I improved not quite a minute per mile from last Sunday to this Sunday, which probably doesn't mean anything. It probably just means I'm rested more than I was last week. But when I see an improvement like that, it makes me feel good. I get this feeling that maybe my MAF runs are paying off. And I don't know if, I guess probably most of y'all that listen to this podcast may know what MAF is. It means maximum aerobic function, and Phil Maffetone is the person that came up with it. And some people think that MAF stands for like a part of his name, but it's not. It's maximum aerobic function, and it's a concept that you're doing slow runs to run fast, basically, for your base training. You take 180 and subtract your age from it, and that is your heart rate. And then he has some qualifiers, adding 5 beats if you haven't been sick for a certain period of time, or reducing 5 beats if you've been ill or on medication that would you know, mess your performance up or whatever. But anyway, it is a good way to train, and I don't know how many of y'all are familiar with Mark Allen. Mark Allen was a Ironman triathlete that Maffetone trained, and I think he won the Hawaiian Ironman like 5 times in a row after he started training with Phil Maffetone. So he got a lot of credibility when that happened, but he's trained a lot of people. And I've had his books for a long time, and I have kind of toyed with, you know, training that way, but I never really have seriously. So I decided that I would just go ahead and do that. for a while and see what happens. And I guess I've been doing it close to, I can't say close to a month, maybe more, because I was doing a 5K training program in the middle of that, where I was doing a 5K training program 3 days a week, that I had certain workouts that I was doing, and then I started slipping in the math runs on the days that I wasn't doing that 5K training plan, is easy runs. And I think it worked out, because as I've told you in the past couple of podcasts about my run the Reagan, I actually felt a whole lot better running that race, even though I ran it a little slower. But I felt like I was in better shape. And hopefully it'll continue. Because in April, I think I kick into my Peachtree Road Race training, which is going to be a 10K plan, and I have no idea what it looks like. I'm going to use that Runna app on that plan, too. They've got a 10K plan, and I'm going to punch that in and follow it and see what happens. But I think it's going to be a 3 or 4 day a week plan, too, so the other days I'll be doing math training. But math, basic math, is for base. You know, I think you do it for about like 8 months, give or take, and then it's not just slow training forever, because you start putting speed workouts in there too and stuff like that. So a lot of people feel like math training is just slow training forever, and I don't think it really is. Anyway, that's it for today. This is the 25th, like I said before, and I'll try to keep up this week and see how good I do recording my runs. So I'll see you later. Bye. Hey, it's Tuesday, the 27th of February, and I'm sitting in the parking lot at the Camp Creek Greenway Trail across from Lilburn Park. I just finished a 45-minute run on the trail, and feels like I'm developing a hip problem on my right side, just sore muscle. I gotta figure out what I need to do to cure that. I'm sure it's some kind of exercise, stretching or something, because I'm not very good at doing strength training, stretching, any of that kind of stuff. I just run, and I know I really need to do something besides just run if I don't want to get injured again. I've been injured many times over the years, and it usually is because I don't do any kind of strength training or flexibility that I should. So I've got plenty of books at home for different kind of exercise, you know, stretching exercises, strength exercises, hip and back strengthening exercises, all that sort of stuff. So I guess that's what I'm going to have to do. And that involves discipline. And that's something I have very little of for some reason. And I know that I need to do it, and I always plan on doing it, but I always don't ever seem to have time to do it. I don't know if you run into that same situation or not. So anyway, I got in a 45-minute run, and I averaged right at 15-minute pace today. I don't know why I slowed down. It's just, I think it's just, you know, your recovery and tiredness and all that sort of thing that makes you faster or slower. And I guess I really shouldn't worry about the pace, just do the training. And then I think every so many weeks I'm supposed to do like a time trial to see if I'm improving. So I really shouldn't be comparing one day to the next, I don't guess, because that can get frustrating because you go up and down in pace, you know. But today was right at 15 minutes. I think Sunday I was 14. It was under 15. It was a little bit faster. But I got like exactly 3 miles in today in 45 minutes, which is a 15-minute pace. And I feel like if I get 3 miles in my 45-minute run, that I've succeeded. When I get in 2.8 or 2.9, I feel like I'm falling apart. I know I'm not, but that's just the way I feel. So I guess instead of me going for the next 5 or 10 minutes to talk to you, I'll just terminate this particular conversation saying I had a good run today, even though I felt a little tired. And tomorrow we'll see what it brings. I've signed up for a 5K plan in Runna, just for motivation purposes, nothing more. I think it finishes up just about the time I need to start training for Peachtree on a 10K plan. So it gives me variety because I'll have my math runs, but I'll also have I think my first run. And my new 5K plan is descending intervals where I do like 6/10 of a mile warm up easy, and then I start at like 6/10 of a mile at maybe 12:30 pace or something, and I decrease the distance and pick up the pace each next interval. And I think I have a 90-second recovery in between each, and I've got about six of those. I think it comes out to a total of about 3 miles. I think there's 6/10 warm up, 6/10 cool down, which makes that 1.2 miles. So then the rest is all interval. So, and I start that. I think I'll start tomorrow, and we'll see how it goes. So I'll let you know tomorrow after I finish my workout whether I did it or didn't do it or what happened. Okay, see you. Bye. Hey everyone, it's Saturday, March 2nd, and I'm at Alexander Park. I just finished a 45-minute run. Very slow, about 15 and a half minute pace, maybe a little bit slower than that, I don't know. Anyway, I got in 2.9 miles and I just wanted to get outside. Yesterday was a really crappy day, so I didn't do anything except just stay home, watch the rain. And the day before was really windy, I believe. No. Day before wasn't windy. I was just lazy. So I skipped 2 days this week. How's that? After went Thursday and Friday, I didn't do anything. So today I had to get out and do something, even if it was slow and not much. So I did get a 45-minute math workout in. So I ran up to 108 and then walked down to about 102 and then would start running again, which I'm thinking about raising my upper limit about 5 beats maybe, because I think I can do that and not be really out of whack as far as math training goes. Because originally my top was 117, And Dr. Phil Maffetone says if you're running, you know, comfortably at a pace like that, with a heart rate like that, you really don't have to recalculate every year. You can stay at the same heart rate for an indefinite amount of time if you're comfortable with it. So I might just raise my heart rate back up a little bit so I get a little bit faster run in, at least under 15-minute pace, you know. I know I'm progressing, but it just like here at Alexander Park, it's hillier than some of the other places I run, so you end up doing a lot more walking. So it, pace-wise, you don't get a real good picture, you know, but heart rate-wise, you do. So I mean, my heart rate was in the zone, but my pace was slower because of the hills. And I'm still kind of hung up on speed. I don't know why. Not as much as I used to be, but everybody is, I think, that runs. They just have this innate thing about pace, you know? And so I think if I raise my heart rate up to about 115 to 117, I should be good. But anyway, I got 2.9 miles in 45 minutes. Today is about, what's the temperature? 62 degrees, calm, overcast, no wind, which makes it comfortable out. I ran in shorts, didn't have to wear long pants. I did wear a long sleeve shirt, and I was perfectly comfortable. So I'm going to finish this recording and head back home. So I'll see you later. Bye. It's Sunday afternoon, and I'm sitting in the parking lot at Camp Creek Elementary School. I just finished a 50-minute math run around the Parkview High School complex, which has turned into my Sunday afternoon run. Seems to be, I've run down here about 4 weeks in a row, I think. I like coming down here because it's not a park. I'm pretty much by myself, except for the kids that are over on the track practicing. And so I can just run and be by myself, which is the way I am most of the time anyway. But anyway, I switched my math zone to a high of 117 from 108, and it seems to be just fine. I don't go all the way up there. Sometimes I just run until I decide I want to walk a little bit. Usually around, I get up to about 115 maybe. Sometimes I get to 117. And the low is still 98, but I usually start running again about 105, 106. So I pretty much stay in a 10 to 11 beat zone. I mean, if I wanted to be completely accurate, it would be like 107 to 117. But I have started running again after I've had to walk. Usually, sometimes it'll be 105, sometimes 106, sometimes 109. It just depends. But I think my overall average heart rate for this run today was like 108 maybe, so I was in my zone anyway, regardless of what, you know, top limit I have on it. So I think I'm going to keep it there for a while, and I'm hoping the weather's going to kind of stay like this. It was 70 degrees today, not entirely sunny, but not entirely overcast either. Kind of partly cloudy, a little bit on the heavier partly cloudy side. But a nice afternoon for a run. I usually do my runs in the afternoons. I don't know why. I think because I just pedal around all day long, and then all of a sudden I go, oh, well, I need to go run. So, but I've always run in the afternoon. Even when I was working for a living, I'd get off work and then I'd go run. So I guess it's just after you've done it for 40 years or so, 45, 50, whatever it was, is 72, 82, 82 to 92, 92 to 102, 102 to 112, 112, you know, 50 years, whatever. So, I guess I am going to keep up this particular heart rate zone I'm in right now and see how it goes. I got an email from the Atlanta Track Club 2 days ago, March 1st, for early registration for Peachtree. So I went ahead and registered for Peachtree, and I'm going to try to volunteer for the race this year and work in Group A. If I can do that, I'll be able to start the race much sooner than what I have been lately because of my lack of speed. So we'll see how that goes. Tim Cleary said that I should try to volunteer. Him and his dad volunteer for Group A, and I think I'm going to try to do it and see if I can get selected. So I guess I'll go for now and come back another day. I'll probably walk tomorrow. It just depends on my mood. But I'm feeling a walk coming on. So I'll see you. Bye. I'm once again sitting in my car at Mountain Park after I got in a easy run of 5K. This past week, I can't say I had a good week or a bad week. I'll start last Saturday. I ran 2.9 miles, and then Sunday I ran 3.4. This is rounding them off. I'm just looking at my Strava thing. Then Monday and Tuesday I walked. On Monday I walked 2.5 miles. On Tuesday I walked 2 miles. Then I took Wednesday off, which I, for some reason, Monday and Tuesday, I wasn't in the mood to run. I just walked, okay? Wednesday, I just didn't feel like doing anything. I don't know what was going on. I just didn't really feel bad, but I just didn't feel good, you know? Thursday, I got in 5K. It was supposed to be a tempo run. I did it at the Greenway Trail, and it had poured down rain Wednesday. I mean, by Wednesday morning, there'd been about a little over 2 inches of rain in this area. And so when I got on the Greenway Trail Thursday for my tempo run, I had a 1.2-mile warm-up, I think it was, and then I was supposed to have a 1.2-mile tempo run. Well, about the time I got into the tempo run section, I also got into the section on the Greenway Trail that had been underwater when it rained, and there was all sorts of mud all over the paved trail, and it was the kind of mud that's that slimy kind that you can't stand up on. It's like you hit it and you just slide. Well, that's the kind of mud it was. So it totally screwed up my tempo run. But I still did it anyway. I slogged through that stuff and continued going. And it wasn't in just one spot on the trail. It was like the first spot I hit was nasty. And then the second spot I hit was even nastier. And then the third spot I came to, I just turned around. because I couldn't deal with it anymore. It was just so gross. And then, of course, I had to come back through the two globs of mud that I'd run through on the way out, because I did an out and back run. And it was even worse coming back, because I figured I was going to go around it, right? So I went out on the unpaved section into the grassy part. Well, it had more mud than the trail did, so it was just nasty. And of course, it slowed my tempo run down, but I still counted it. I figured if I've got to deal with this kind of crap, I just count this run as a tempo run. Because in the sections I could run, I did run faster, but my overall pace ended up being slower, because I was tippy-toeing through some of this muddy section just to keep my balance, because it was really bad. So then, after Thursday's run, it was still wet out, and I just had another one of those days. I just wasn't in the mood Friday. I just was just not in the mood, so I didn't do anything. I didn't ride my indoor trainer. I didn't walk. You know, whatever. But today, it didn't rain today, and it's overcast, but the temperature's about 65 degrees, so it's a nice day. And I came over to Mountain Park, because it's not a mud hole when it's been raining. And I got in 5K over here in my easy run, and what's funny is my easy run, my 5K easy run, turned out to be about the same pace as my 5K tempo run was on Thursday because of that mud. So, I mean, but today's run was much better just because I didn't have to deal with mud. So, my past 2 weeks since my last podcast, I've taken 4 days off, I think, and I don't know what the deal is. I just get into this mood where I'm just lazy, you know, and I really like to run, but a lot of it has to do with the weather. I'm just getting where when the weather's nice, I like to run. When the weather sucks, I like to stay inside and just do nothing. So that's what I've been doing. And as we get into spring, I'll snap out of that probably, and I'll start doing better. And what's been suffering has been my MAF workouts. I am doing a 5K maintenance program from the Runa app. You've heard me say something about that before. It's RUNNA. It's an app. I think it's out of England. And it's a good app because you can set up any kind of training program, put in your time, you know, your best times for whatever distance you're doing it for, and then it'll calculate your training paces based off that. And it adjusts, like when you don't run one day, it automatically moves it to the next day, or if it skips it, it'll adjust the next run, you know what I'm saying? So it's a good app, and I like it. So, and it's called a maintenance, 5K maintenance. It's really like in between races and stuff, where you're just getting in your mileage and still doing a little bit of training. And I decided I would start it until, I think in April is when my Peachtree Road Race training starts. So I'm going to stay on this maintenance program until then and then switch. So that's what's been going on with me. And hopefully as the weather improves, so will my attitude. If not, I'll just be stuck the way I am right now. But, I mean, I'm still getting in my Runa app. My program is a 3-day-a-week running program, kind of like my Galloway programs were. And on my Runa workouts, I'm using my Galloway timer for my run walks, just like on my Galloway program. On the MAF runs, I'm using heart rate strictly to to gauge when I run and when I walk. Like when I get up to my upper zone, heart rate zone, then I walk until I get down within the zone and I start running again. So there is no set run walk like on my most of my other runs. When I'm doing a warm up, I'll be walking 20 seconds and running 30 seconds, or if I'm wanting to run a little bit faster, I run 30 seconds and walk 20 seconds. Well, on my MAF runs, I just run up to my maximum heart rate that I'm using, and then after I hit that maximum, I come down into the middle of that zone and then start running again. So right now, I've moved my MAF up to the top is 117. I used to have it at 108, but I had been reading in my Maffetone training book, and basically it said you really didn't have to reduce your MAF zones every year as you age. If you have a MAF zone that was comfortable for you and you can still run in that MAF zone, you can stick with it until you need to change. And so I've moved my zone back up to 117 as the high. So I'm kind of between 107 and 117. And sometimes I go down below 107 on my walks before I start up again. But I'll have to go over in one podcast, though. I talk about math a lot, and maybe some of you don't even know what I'm talking about. So one of these days I'll get my big yellow book out, Phil Maffetone's training book, and go over some of the stuff in his math training, what's entailed with how you figure your maximum and all that kind of stuff. I've kind of hit on it a little bit, but not a whole lot. Well, I think this will be the end of it for today, and I think I'm going to go home and finish up this podcast and put it out. So I'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.